This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining me here for this hour and this edition of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, one of the regular voices you hear on the airways of Auto World, Tom Appel, publisher of ConsumerGuide.com. And Tom, be talking about new cars 2019, 2020, maybe even beyond vehicles, and we'll talk about some of the vehicles that have gone through the staff at ConsumerGuide.com. Anytime throughout the hour, if you are in the market for a new car or a pre-owned car, either Tom or myself would love to help you out. If you're comparing one model versus another and would like the opinion of two automotive journalists, I think between both of us, we should be able to steer you one way or the other, or at least give you something to think about. So don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 855-660-4261 or via the email, the ever popular email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go to suburban Chicago and bring forth our regular contributor, publisher of ConsumerGuide.com. Let's all welcome Tom Appel to the airwaves of Auto World. Welcome, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to talk about this first vehicle we're going to touch on, and for a variety of reasons. Number one, of course, the 2019 Jag, or Jaguar, as they like to say, I-Pace, has really won a slew of awards. It won the World Car of the Year Award. It won the North American Car Crossover Vehicle of the Year. It won the Motor Trend Crossover of the Year. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And this is something new for Jag, doing an electric vehicle. And I know designer Ian Callum, who's one of the, in arguably one of the best designers in the business, in my opinion, he is. He's done a wonderful job of crafting this vehicle with a very unique look, not unlike its F-Pace cousin, but quite a bit different because of the architecture allows him for more, gives him a little bit more creative freedom. So that's the first thing I was struck with looking at the pictures at ConsumerGuide.com is, boy, this vehicle is quite low and quite swoopy.
Yeah, it really is. And it's funny how much different it looks than other Jaguar crossovers as well. One of the interesting things about high-end electric vehicles, and I think it's a kind of a cool thing, is they're not playing quite as much for efficiency. This vehicle has a huge battery, so while range is important, they're not going with low rolling resistance tires and narrow tires and things like that. This has gigantic tires on it. They're super wide and they look fantastic on this car. And it's great. It's just when you're looking at an electric car, you're used to seeing a Volt or a BMW i3 or something like that.
That's
and they already
so true.
Have very narrow tires that help with range. And that's not the case here. And it really helps make the look.
Yeah, this vehicle is not inexpensive, and the base price is $80,500, and your test unit had a variety of very cool options, including those wheels, the 22-inch five-spoke wheels. We've come a long way in the wheel department, Tom, and a bunch of other goodies, including some carbon fiber exterior package pieces and some great interior options as well. When all is said and done, $94,657, so not unlike the Tesla Model S and the Tesla crossover, the Model X, this vehicle can get quite expensive.
It can get quite expensive, and I suspect that those on the lot right now are probably equipped like this. As they start moving through their initial inventory, their initial build inventory, you'll probably see some stuff that's closer to the base price. But, yeah, totally loaded up. And I guess that's where high-end electric vehicles are going to be for the fairly near future.
It's interesting to look back, and I don't know how many years ago it was. It was probably in the early 2000s when General Motors first showed off this kind of skateboard approach to building vehicles. At that time, they were talking about hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, but that's kind of the deal with this I-PACE. I mean, you don't have a motor up front, a traditional motor in its normal place. You can have a lower hood line, and it allows for a lot of experimentation styling-wise, both interior-wise as well as exterior-wise, and I think Ian has done a great job. But how does this vehicle drive? I have not driven the I-PACE.
Yeah, my initial impressions of this, and I drove this for about a week, first of all, it is lightning fast. And one of the things that contributes to that sense of speed is there's zero throttle delay. Electric motors just deliver all their torque right away, so the power is incredibly linear. So even if the 0-60 time isn't quite as impressive as it should be, but this car is very fast, the immediacy of throttle response gives you the sense of speed and more useful power as well. But it's lightning fast. The steering's surprisingly heavy and sporty. I was actually struck by that. I've driven electric vehicles where the steering's incredibly light because it's not traditional power steering. It's electric, and it could be as fast or as loose as they want it to be. But this is an incredibly sporty vehicle. I'm surprised by the fact that there isn't any sort of softer mode or softer version of this, and that this isn't a sporty version. But I love driving it. Very fast, very, very capable handler, a delight in traffic. And it's a good size, too. It's actually more of a compact crossover than a midsize.
And how about those interior accommodations? They, in picture form, they look mighty nice.
Yeah, the interior is gorgeous in this car. If you're having a hard time swallowing the 94 grand, looking around the interior will make you feel a little bit better about it.
And I would imagine they're probably selling a lot of these because of all the publicity it's gotten. I'm sure it's not a high-volume production model, but I know Jag has got plans for additional electric vehicles, as most of the manufacturers do. But for a first shot out of the box, I'd have to give them a lot of kudos for coming up with what is a striking and definitely, as you say, fast vehicle. Anything negative-wise? Is the only thing negative basically the price?
Rear seat space isn't great. We drove a pre-production model, and we did have some problems with that, but it was pre-production, so I won't go into details on that. It's they've probably sorted out the problems for production. No, not a lot of negatives, really. You've got price, rear seat space, sort of. Not as much cargo space as a lot of crossovers this size, but it's still very functional as an SUV.
Excellent. We're talking with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide. We're talking about the daily blog, which you can check out, called The Daily Drive. And as a matter of fact, Tom, why don't you remind folks about all the cool stuff that you put in there on a day-to-day basis? This is a labor of love for you, I can tell that.
Yeah, we are ConsumerGuide.com, and all of our new car and used car reviews live at ConsumerGuide.com. We try to have some fun with what's going on in the auto world and look back at auto culture, and that's our blog, so the CGDailyDrive.com blog. You can get there from ConsumerGuide.com, so you don't have to remember the name. But we do all sorts of fun stuff with automotive history, plus all of our long-form reviews, a lot of the stuff written by our traveling editor, Rick Cotta, show up on our blog as well.
And Rick has been busy in recent weeks.
Yeah.
I noticed quite a few vehicles that we're going to talk about. Rick had an opportunity to go on the actual launch by the manufacturer, so that's always a cool thing. But before we get to some of Rick's pieces, let's tell folks about the 2019 Ford Expedition. This one is called the Max Platinum, so immediately I'm thinking high-dollar vehicle.
And it is. It's a very high-dollar vehicle. And it's funny how expensive full-size SUVs have gotten, but that's what the market will bear, and that's what the price of these is. And the Expedition may be the best of them now. This
Excellent.
One loads up to very much It's practically a Lincoln, really, in equipment. But for people who don't know what's going on, there is the base Expedition, and the Max is the long wheelbase version. We drove that in fully loaded form, and inescapably wonderful as a family vehicle.
That's great. We'll talk more about the Expedition Max Platinum Edition after these quick messages. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. We're talking about a quick spin that Consumer Guide did recently in a very well-equipped vehicle from Ford. Price is tested $82,065. This is the 2019 Ford Expedition Max Platinum 4x4. And, Tom, you are starting to tell us about some of the great attributes of this vehicle, and it sounds like it's a vehicle that very much touched a lot of your hot buttons, so to speak. It sounds like you really enjoyed your time in it.
Yeah, I mean, full disclosure, it is a really big vehicle, and most people don't need anything this capable. But if you do need to tow, you do need to carry stuff that's really heavy, and you're looking for something that's especially luxurious, this is a pretty nice example of what's available in that category. And we did make it a Consumer Guide Best Buy for 2019. The Expedition Max, Max Platinum, I'm sorry, I should mention the Platinum, is the top trim level, and it gets you a couple of nice things, including a full leather interior that's really well executed. But you also get 25 more horsepower. All Expeditions are now powered by Ford's familiar 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine, but it's tweaked for up to 400 horsepower in the Expedition Max Platinum.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of power there, and it feels great on the road. This is the new 10-speed automatic that's showing up in F-150 and Mustang, and it works really well with the EcoBoost engine. But overall, this is a very likable vehicle. Even fuel economy isn't terrible. All said and done, we averaged just under 15 miles per gallon, which sounds dismal if you're driving a conventional sedan, but given the size and mass and power here, that's actually quite an achievement.
And for the big guys and tall guys out there, good news on that front as well.
Yeah, Ford does about the best of all the manufacturers with their large SUVs and pickups, and this is a very roomy front row cab. It's easy to get into if you're a big guy. The door openings are wide, and there's lots of tall space, too. Just if you're a big guy, look at the Fords first.
Very good advice. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. We're just getting started here with Tom, talking about a whole slew of vehicles that he and his team have had through the office in recent times. And let's move ahead to a vehicle from Volvo. This is a 2019 XC60, and this is a plug-in hybrid vehicle from the Swedish/Chinese brand, luckily still holding on to its Swedish roots. And like most Volvos of recent times, they're done extremely well, and I'm wondering how this vehicle shook down after testing.
Yeah, it tested really well. This is an interesting vehicle because there's so many weird adjectives to put before it. It is turbocharged, it is supercharged, it is hybridized, and it's a plug-in. So there's an awful lot going on there. But in execution, it works pretty well. This uses the T8 engine in Volvo's lineup, which is the T6, which is a supercharged and turbocharged 2-liter, that has been hybridized and uses a fairly large battery for a claimed 21 miles of range before the gas engine takes over. But it also uses the electric engine to give additional power. So the combined whole drivetrain setup is rated at 400 horsepower, making this a really fast, compact crossover. In practice, this works pretty well. I was getting 18, 19 miles of range before the gas engine kicked in, which is pretty nice. We plugged in every day at the office, drove it home, so our mileage was pretty good. We averaged about 36 mpg for everyone in the office who tested the vehicle. It's fairly expensive. This vehicle came to nearly $70,000, which feels like a lot for a compact crossover, although the interior is absolutely gorgeous. Lot to like here. I would definitely explore less pricey versions of this vehicle before committing to something like the hybrid. But if you want to do something green, if you like something really fast, this does mix those two attributes.
Yeah, very unusual adaptation of technology there. We never used to see both the use of turbocharging and supercharging in one particular vehicle. Usually it's one or the other, but that's a unique concept of having both of those features in one power plant, not to mention the plug-in variant and the hybrid power also. Definitely a cool car to check out. And speaking of cool cars, you put up a really nice photo feature from the year 1947, and I know this is out of the October, or let's see, it's actually it came out a while back in your sister publication, Collectible Automobile, but it's the 1947 Chevrolet Fleetmaster Fleetline Aero Sedan. And just by taking a look at it, you can see this is the beginnings of what were the just very first attempts at building aerodynamic vehicles. And you can see for its day, it was quite slippery.
It was. I don't know if anyone's ever actually tested the aerodynamics of this vehicle, but it has an absolutely wonderful deco look. And this photo features of the most expensive Chevy that was offered that year. But probably because of it's really a good-looking car. Because of its looks, it was the best-selling Chevy, too, so that worked pretty well for the Bowtie brand. But, yeah, this came out of Collectible Automobile, as you mentioned, and if you want to see more photos, you can track down that issue, or if you have it, you can just look it up. But back issues of Collectible Automobile are available from us, or they're all over eBay. So they're easy to get a hold of.
Yeah, easy to find in 2019. Who would imagine that we would have all the resources that we do via the internet with sites like eBay? Let's talk about a Hyundai, another plug-in hybrid vehicle. This is a 2019, and it's got an unusual name. It's IONIQ. And what's the correct pronunciation of that vehicle, Tom?
Oh, I hope it's Ionic, because that's what I've been saying. Yeah, we
have reason to believe.
The Hyundai Ioniq. The Ioniq is now, it's sort of the platform for Hyundai's green initiative, at least one of them, because the Ioniq can now be had in hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and pure electric form. So it's really a flexible piece of architecture. We drove the plug-in hybrid version of the car. It's a little bit like that Volvo we just discussed in that you can plug it in and get some electric range, and then the hybrid engine takes over. But unlike the Volvo, this is much more affordable, and the range is a little bit higher, and it's geared more towards fuel economy. So Hyundai claims about 31 miles of range for plugging in. We average pretty close to that in fairly normal weather. And then the gasoline engine takes over. We charged it about as much as we could at the office. I don't think anyone charged at home. And we averaged about 80 miles per gallon with the vehicle. And that sounds great, but your mileage will vary based on how much driving you have to do, obviously, while engaging the gasoline engine. So it's really hard to report fuel economy for a vehicle like this. But the package works pretty well, and it's also relatively affordable. Our test car came to $33,000, reasonably well-equipped. You could do it a little bit cheaper. Overall, decent car.
Let's move up to another Hyundai. This is a first spin of a brand-new model. It's the 2020 Palisade, and this falls into the category of being a crossover SUV. And size-wise, where does this vehicle fit into the mix? It looks like it's a rather large vehicle. Yeah, it must be with 8 passengers of capability. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about this new Hyundai, the Palisade, with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away. And if you have a question, shoot us an email, bob@autoworldradio.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We had a very productive meeting. I outlined the incredible prosperity that awaits North Korea when this whole thing gets settled. They've been talking about this for a long time.
After his historic meeting and walking across the border into North Korea, President Trump stops to speak with our troops stationed in Osan Air Base in South Korea.
But that's a country with tremendous potential,
he says of North Korea. Then the president addressing the troops.
Just your presence. You have a presence like no other. Like no other. So as president, I have no greater honor than to serve as commander-in-chief of the greatest fighting force on the face of the earth, the United States military. Thank you very much.
Also addressing our members of the military, Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here. We're live on great radio stations around the country and around the world via GCNlive.com. Tom Appel is in the driver's seat as well as one of our regular guests, and he's sharing driving duties with me here today as we talk about some new vehicles and upcoming vehicles, and one that went through the office recently at Consumer Guide was a new vehicle from Hyundai called the Palisade, and this was a kind of a first spin, so it was a vehicle that that Rick Cotta had had the opportunity to drive, I would imagine, at the press launch.
That's correct. Yep.
And tell our listeners a little bit about where Hyundai is going with this vehicle.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing that Hyundai has done, but they were interested in taking what was their Santa Fe and taking it upmarket and upsize a little bit. So things were a little confusing for 2019. What had once been the Santa Fe Sport became the Santa Fe. That is a smaller, sort of a smaller mid-size crossover. What had been the Santa Fe became the Santa Fe XL for 1 year because they just gave the Santa Fe name to a different vehicle. But for 2020, this all clears up. The Santa Fe, what used to be the Santa Fe, is now the Palisade, and what used to be the Santa Fe Sport is now the Santa Fe, if that makes a lot of sense. But they have two mid-sized crossovers now, one much larger than the other, which is a little bit like what they're doing at Chevrolet with the Blazer and the Traverse. Actually, it's a very similar strategy. And the Palisade presents very well. This is a bigger car now. They've developed an all-new engine for it. It's a 3.8-liter direct injection V6. And by all accounts, this is a much roomier, larger vehicle. Now, it looks a little bit larger than it is. It's not much bigger than a Honda Pilot, but it is a three-row vehicle with seating for up to eight. But it is not quite as big as something like a Chevy Traverse, which is enjoys a little bit longer wheelbase and a little bit more cargo space. But a lot of people think that the Traverse is a little bit too big, so this might slot in a really great territory. So you're looking at a vehicle here that is direct competition for the Toyota Highlander and the Honda Pilot. And this is probably going to make a lot of noise in that category.
Yeah, it's sharp looking and reminds me a little bit, design-wise, of Infiniti for whatever reason. That's just coming to me as I look at the picture, but it definitely looks like it's going to be a vehicle that's going to attract a lot of families, and that's the heart of this marketplace. Let's go back in time and talk about the Dodge Magnum. Of course, all of the LX platform vehicles we remember so well because some of them are still being sold today. But just to remind folks, the LX derived architecture was a Mercedes-Benz E-Class, and this is a vehicle that debuted the Magnum from Dodge in the LX-based Chrysler 300 for 2005. The Charger came along in 2006, and the Challenger came along in 2009. I remember being on the original launch of the 300 and the Magnum. It was held in Palm Springs, California. And I remember there was a little bit of a scary ride that went along with not an automotive ride, but for one reason or another, they had us drive the 300's X distance only to hop into a rather small group of airplanes. And I'm not a big fan of some of those. And this one in particular I remember quite well because the pilot had an uncanny resemblance to Jim Carrey with a very much of an elastic face. And he had the throttle for this plane was in the ceiling. And I remember him pulling that throttle and then looking back at us, and it was like a little bit scary. But it did land okay, and then we got in the Magnums and drove back to the spot that we were staying in the Palm Springs area. But that Pilot is forever etched in my brain. The Dodge Magnum is always been a vehicle that, you know, I liked, a lot of journalists liked. There's one on my street I know still running today, and it's available along the line. It was available in SRT form as well with a hood scoop and all that stuff. But the one that you're flashbacking on is a 2008 Magnum. We used to kind of call it the Dragon Wagon. So with the 5.7-liter Hemi, which had the MDS, which would flip it to four cylinders, it was actually a fun engine to drive that delivered some fairly reasonable fuel economy.
Yeah, it did, and this whole vehicle is kind of a shame. When it was launched, I think the whole buff book mentality was just a little bit more prevalent than it is now, but there's a lot of people like, there is a station wagon, a thing that a lot of auto enthusiasts love, and here's a relatively high-performance version of a station wagon. Initially, it could be had right away with the 5.7-liter Hemi engine and in RT form, a sported-up suspension. This thing, you think, would have caught on more, but it just never really did. And unfortunately, it just died when Chrysler was being forced into a relationship with Fiat in the early stages of what would be the bankruptcy. And we just never saw that car again. And it's just kind of a shame because it's this great little chunk of history. But it was a roomy wagon. It was sporty. The interior was a little bit cheap on early versions, but the price wasn't too bad either. But I love this vehicle. Consumer Guide had a long-term test vehicle that we had for a year. Went problem free. A lot of us took it on vacation, and it's just a shame that this was the last American large wagon.
Yeah, no, it's true, and most people who bought them were very pleased with them. I haven't talked to my neighbor in my complex here, but they've got a white one that's loaded up with performance features. It's not the SRT variant. That is still very much in demand and commands quite a bit more in the used car marketplace. But it's kind of too bad that it didn't catch on more. And again, goes back to that point of that has been kind of banged into our heads a little too much by the manufacturers, and that is that people don't want wagons, supposedly. But I don't believe that. I mean, I think there are some fine wagon choices out there, and, you know, if you don't have to call them a wagon, you can call them something else, but, you know, call it what it is. It is a wagon, and it's a very useful form of transportation. I mean, when we were growing up back in the 60s and 70s and even earlier generations as well, I mean, wagons really ruled America.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, don't call them wagons, and maybe you'll do a little bit better. And I think that the Subaru Outback is the best example of that, one of Subaru's best-selling vehicles. And they've never referred to it as a station wagon, though anyone who knows even a little bit knows it's really just a legacy wagon with some cladding on it. But it's also a really nice vehicle, and it has caught on with people who probably never call it a station wagon.
Yeah, absolutely. That Magnum, let's go back and look at some of the prices and see how things have crept up. But, I mean, sales weren't horrible, but
no.
Unfortunately for 2008, they started to slide. But they sold about 189,967, you get the exact numbers here for us, and 4,130 SRT8 wagons for 2006, 2007, 2008, and that would be a nice little collectible to find, but you are going to pay a premium for it.
Yeah, those are collecting, commanding top dollar. Not a lot of them out there. The 6.1-liter Hemi engine was pretty potent, and it just looks good with the bigger wheels and tires set low. It's just a great-looking vehicle.
Absolutely. 855-660-4261 if you have a question for Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. We'd love to help you out, and we will step aside for some important messages and take a look at the emails. A few have floated in at bob@autoworldradio.com. But when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about another Volvo, and wait till you hear about this one. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. Don't go away.
Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Live, we're talking about the Daily Drive, which is the blog section of Consumer Guide, and running down some of the vehicles that have been through the office and some quick spins. And here's another Volvo we need to touch on. This is a 2019 Volvo V90R design. And once again, don't call it a station wagon, but guess what, Tom?
Yes. Yeah, it's funny. We're at a station wagon kick today, and the Volvo V90 is an interesting entry to that field. Volvo fields two station wagons, the V60 and the V90, plus a cross-country vehicle, which is a wagon variant that looks very much like an Outback, a thing that they do for the same reasons as Subaru. People like things that don't look or sound like they're wagons, but actually are. But the V90 is the larger of the two midsize wagons that Volvo currently sells. It's about 3 inches longer in wheelbase than the V60. It's not quite full size by Consumer Guide standards, but it does have a very roomy back seat. But we test drove the V90 in our design top line trim, and that comes with the T6 engine we discussed earlier that's turbocharged and supercharged. This is not a hybrid version, though, like that XC60 we talked about. But this is a really good-looking wagon. It gets pricey when you load it up, but it's absolutely gorgeous. And I think I've talked about Volvo interiors a lot in recent weeks when on the air with you, but Volvo has sort of taken over for Audi in this sort of eclectic, high-end, beautiful interior, and the use of wood and the use of aluminum is just incredible in the cabin, and the V90 that we test drove is no exception. This is a good-looking car. It's fun to drive. It's quick. It gets expensive in a hurry. The version we drove was about $70,000, so Volvos are not really the bargain Europeans they once were, but they do pay off with gorgeous cabins and really refined road manners.
Yeah, very well said, Tom. Let's talk about what's going on with the Ford Explorer for 2020. You guys had an opportunity to have your man Rick Conta check out what's going on with the Explorer, and you have to stop and think. I mean, it certainly has changed a lot since its original truck-based rear-drive platform in 1991. Now, this is a unit-body construction vehicle and is much more crossover-like in both the driving and handling experience.
It is, although interestingly, it is now based on, it is unit body, like the previous generation, but it's also rear drive default, like the original Explorer. It's kind of a hybrid of the two kind of architectures, although it now uses a longitudinally mounted engine. which is interesting for packaging purposes. But the new Explorer is all new, as we mentioned, and the powertrains are all different now. The base engine is now a 2.3-liter turbocharged EcoBoost engine. There's also a 3.3-liter hybrid, and then an engine that is probably going to be a delight to drive in this vehicle. It is a 3-liter turbocharged V6, good for 400 horsepower. So there's a lot going on here, but this vehicle is all new. It's a little bit more roomy. And this is Ford's three-row entry, so this will be positioned comfortably above the Edge, which is their two-row car. I have not driven it personally. Our guy Rick Cotta did. He was very impressed. And, of course, Ford is going with a full-court press, so you'll be seeing his police cars as well.
Yeah, that's interesting how we see more and more police cars going into the crossover or larger sport utility guys. There aren't quite as many running around in Charger form, and of course the Ford entrants that were there for years aren't there anymore, but it's interesting to see the police embracing a new form of transportation.
Yeah, I always thought that Ford had a really good fleet sales guy, because for years and years and years, the police forces had resisted front-wheel drive, which was what the previous generation Explorer was, design-wise. There's a number of reasons for that, including the ability of the front end to handle curb-hopping things that cops do. But somehow Ford was able to reinforce the cars and sell through that resistance, and I think that momentum is going to carry over to the new Explorer, which is a little bit better suited for police duty than the previous generation.
Yeah, and it certainly has a very police-like look when you look at the way that they've styled these vehicles. It's kind of a minimalist styling cues, and with that big engine, the 3.5 EcoBoost, this definitely would be probably a pretty quick police vehicle.
Yeah, I think the police forces those that were already purchasing the car will continue to do so. And I think that now that it works better as a pursuit vehicle, we're going to see even more application for it.
You did a great story we need to tell folks about it. A new engine from General Motors. It's General Motors LT8 V8. And this is a 400 cubic inch engine, and it's designated for heavy-duty applications. And is this a diesel power plant, Tom?
No, this is a gasoline engine. So for people familiar with General Motors' heavy-duty lineup, those are going to be redesigned for 2020. The 6.6-liter Duramax V8 will be back. The diesel V8 will be back. But joining that is a new base gasoline engine. It used to be a 6-liter gasoline engine in the Vortec family, and that's a displacement that goes way back to an application in Corvettes a few years ago. But that engine has been under the hood of the heavy-duty vehicles for a long time. That is being replaced with a more fuel-efficient and much more powerful gasoline engine, now displacing almost an even 400 cubic inches, 6.6 liters, but it's a gasoline engine. It's now direct injection, and it puts out a bunch of horsepower.
Excellent, and I imagine hooked to that 10-speed automatic transmission, this could be probably a pretty decent vehicle when it comes to providing reasonable fuel economy numbers.
Yeah, it should. No word on fuel economy, and we'll never see EPA numbers because the EPA doesn't test vehicles over 8,500 pounds. But if Consumer Guide ever gets to test one, we'll be able to check the fuel economy.
Let's talk about a quick spin in a very popular vehicle from Nissan. It's the Rogue SL for 2019, and the Rogue has always been popular, but boy, in second and third generation form, it's become even more so.
Yeah, I'm always glad to get another turn in the Rogue because it reminds me why I like the vehicle so much. Really not outstanding in any particular characteristic, just a really nicely balanced vehicle for a compact crossover. It's roomy up front, it's fairly roomy in the second row, it rides well, it handles well, and one of the best things that Nissan ever did was to get a handle on the noise problem. Nissan's 2.5-liter 4 was never really known for being refined, but they They fixed that in the last couple of years, and they've managed to quell the CVT transmission whine a little bit too, so that's no longer an issue. But it's really just a nicely balanced car, and the price is right as well. But it is Nissan's best-selling vehicle by far, and quite possibly the best-selling vehicle in the country, depending on how this year plays out.
Interesting. You guys had the opportunity to have a 2019 Ford F-150 Raptor come through the office. This is not a very common press vehicle, so that must have been kind of fun. I've mentioned it before. There's one in my neighborhood as well, and the gentleman keeps it outside. It has a garage, but doesn't care to put it in the garage because he just likes to show it off. And that's what Raptor owners seem to do quite a bit, because the capability of this vehicle is quite something. And certainly when you look at the niche that it's found, you can't argue with Ford's success.
No, and they can't keep them on the shelf, as they say. Right now, Ford's got rebates on all of its F-Series pickups, but not the Raptor. Your first clue that they can't keep up with demand. And it is a blast to drive. It is fully off-road ready. It's really a bit more of a Baja rally kind of car than an off-road rock crusher, but I have driven it off-road, and it's extremely capable. This packs the highest potency version of the 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine. It's good for 450 horsepower. Moves this vehicle with incredible authority. And all that said, the fuel economy didn't stink either. We were at about 15 miles per gallon, which is kind of lousy if you were driving in Accord, but it's really good if you're driving a 5,000-pound off-road vehicle with 450 horse under the hood. It's a little wide. There's fender flares and big wheels and tires, so it's difficult, or can be difficult, to drive in urban environments. But if you have some need for a vehicle like this, it's awfully rewarding to spend time with.
Very well said. I noticed Rick had an opportunity to go out and check out some FCA products off-roading in a Jeep Gladiator, a Jeep Renegade, and the Ram 1500 Rebel. So we got to get out in the mud and have a little bit of fun there. I would imagine all those vehicles did quite well.
They did, sure. And these things are always staged so that the vehicles presented do well in those circumstances. But there's no denying that the Jeep Wrangler, and especially the Wrangler Rubicon, is insanely capable off-road and probably one of the most capable vehicles you could ever buy stock off the shelf and take off-roading. It's all sorts of fun to drive off-road.
Well, it's all kinds of fun to have you on the radio program. And unfortunately, it just flew here today. We'll have to get you back with us real soon. But thanks so much for your time today, Tom.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. There he is, Tom Appel. Check out consumerguide.com.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.